Weideman, the voice of our beloved Chicago Blackhawks on WGN Radio, is standing by. And he's going to actually be the Master of Ceremonies tonight. Isn't that right, John?
That's correct. The movie starts at 7 o'clock. And what's kind of neat about this role is that, you know, you have to plan for these things. I mean, they picked a perfect theater, I think, the Chicago Theater for this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you've seen on TV, you've seen the Hollywood movie premieres where the who's who of the stars walk up on the red carpet and all that. I didn't see any red carpet out there, but I'm seeing an awful lot of red and Hawk sweaters out there. So it's great to see the fans here along. It's going to be a good night.
It is going to be.
It is fun to see everybody wearing. It looks like the United Center in here. And it's, you know, this is so damn fancy in here. You look around and you see all of the ornamentation and all the stuff that's going on. And you're like,
it would almost be more suited for ball gowns, right? And you see the Hawk sweaters here. It looks awesome, the contrast.
Well, you know what, guys? I'm old enough, and I'll share this with you. If you squint and you see the Hawk sweaters and, you know, you look at some of the, you know, the adornments in the older building, you kind of think about the old Chicago Stadium.
That's the feeling I get. I see what you're saying.
I remember
there.
The red velvet drapes of the old Chicago Stadium.
The stairways.
Yeah.
The rats.
Yeah. I remember the 300 level it was yesterday. Yeah, it was not. Being that fancy, John, I'll be honest with you. It was really something, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You walked into that place. There was a sound in that.
There
when
was.
You would walk in. Like hockey, you know, hockey sounds different everywhere it is because of the dynamics of the boards, right? Because boards are different in different stadiums. And there was something about this. The way that hockey sounded, it was so much louder there than I've ever heard it before or since.
You know, you had a building that I think the official seating capacity was in the 17s, somewhere like that. And routinely, they'd pack in 18, 19, sometimes 20 or more thousand people into a building where you should probably only have had maybe 16 or maybe 17,000 tops. But that just shows you how great the fans were and still are. And just to be a part of that back in the day when I was absolutely flat broke, I mean, the biggest event in my life was to, you know, find a way to get into a Hawks game. And I used to buy tickets on the outside, and I didn't care where the ticket was. I'd shoot the stairway to the second balcony, and that was as close to heaven as I'm ever going to get in this life.
What a great story.
It was. And it was a great brotherhood. You got to know everybody around you. And it was just one of the best times of my life. But
and the up in that second balcony, the fights were so much better up there than they were on the ice. I mean, that was...
Were they better than at the Bears games? Because back in the day, there used to be a lot of fights in the Bears games.
Yeah, there's a lot of loudmouth jaw. Now everybody's a loudmouth jar, you know. But social media has changed that because you can do it on your phone as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I saw more... Guys were really punching. But it was like hockey fights. They'd grab each other by the jacket or whatever and just start swinging at each other. Yeah.
I can remember a lot of guys up there that were overserved and really didn't know how to fight.
Right.
And so you'd see these wild arms swinging, and all of a sudden they go down to the ground. That was it. Fight's over.
Or down a few.
The guys in the yellow jackets are here.
Right. Or back in the day, the guy, the Andy Frames.
Yeah.
You'd always get some kid who was like 14 and 6'2 in a jacket that was way too small for him. All right, guys, you're going to, right? You don't know. We're throwing you right out of here. And then a beefy cop would walk up there. All right.
Settle it.
Right, settle
Once
it.
For all.
Maybe another shot thrown before it was all said.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh,
not
typically over here, huh?
Exactly. All right, so tonight going to be very exciting. Congratulations on this.
Thank you.
Sounds awesome.
Up there, and we look forward to again. Now the Hawks are off until Thursday, right?
Right. Thursday night they re-engage the New Jersey Devils, and then Friday travel to St. Louis, take on the Blues on Saturday night in St. Louis.
So
probably
be
3,000 or 4,000 Hawks fans down there, which will be awesome.
Yes. Yeah.
And then come back Sunday night and take on the Calgary Flames. So it's going to be a busy.
These are very important games that we have in front of us, right?
Yes.
New Jersey a little less so because they're in the East, but boy, the Blues and the Flames, very important.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, losing to the New Jersey Devils the way that the team did a while ago in New Jersey, it's bad. You don't want to lose, but at least if you're going to lose points, you lose them into the Eastern Conference. Those points don't come back over here to the West.
Right.
We got two of the three games coming up against Western Conference opponents, and one of those games is against a Central Division rival, so they got to make that one count, the one that gets St. Louis, for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And it's good to see. I think that they're going to get even with New Jersey because they shouldn't have lost that game in the first place, but it's an interesting thing. You see sparks of greatness here, and then you see moments where they're just not quite paying as much attention.
You know, Ro, they play so much differently, in my opinion, at the United Center in front of these I call them the greatest fans in hockey, and that's because I believe that they really are. But those guys hit the ice at the United Center, and they feel good. Yeah. There's something about that feeling. The feeling we talked about that was at the stadium, it's at the United Center. They love playing in front of those fans, and I think it energizes them, and I think they just bring their game to a better level. I think their home record would reflect that, 7-1-1.
Right.
So coming up, you know, New Jersey on Thursday night and then Calgary on Sunday night, two chances to gain big points. And the guys have been playing well, too, and on home ice.
I think we just got to get them a more comfortable jet. I think that's going to be the thing. All right, thank you very much, John. Enjoy yourself out there.
Thanks,
happy to be here. Thank you.
We'll talk to you later this week.